Now to the latest on the divisions within the federal government over the Prime Minister's signature paid parental leave scheme. While Treasurer Joe Hockey calls the policy a win for farmers, the divisions within the coalition are deepening today, with some Nationals MPs publicly expressing concern that the scheme discriminates against women in rural areas. If it does pass through the Parliament, the Abbott paid parental leave scheme would replace a woman's wage for 6 months up to a cap of $50,000. The Nationals leader, Warren Truss, says he's working with rural communities on the detail of the scheme. In Canberra, Lucy Barber reports.
Ainsley Messina has learnt that juggling children and a career in rural Australia can be tough. She lives on a farm at Finlay in southwest New South Wales. She has two children under the age of three.
You know, for me to access work and work full time is quite difficult in a regional area. For me personally, I'm working on the farm, but I'm also doing some consulting in my professional field of human resources as well.
And what worries Ainsley Messina and other working rural women is the detail of the federal government's proposed paid parental leave scheme. The $5.5 billion scheme would provide mothers with 26 weeks of pay at their actual wage, or the national minimum wage, whichever is greater, plus superannuation. But for Ainsley Messina, like many other women in the bush, their income is sporadic, so she's unsure how the proposed scheme would apply. The Nationals leader, Warren Truss, has told the ABC he's working with rural communities on the detail.
Well, it will enable farmers' wives to receive the paid parental leave. It'll help them, therefore, be able to break into their responsibilities on the farm, or for that matter in small business, and receive a little bit of income while they're raising a family.
But they don't currently miss out. Farmers can get paid parental leave under the scheme now operating, and the work test for the new scheme would be the same as for the present one.
Well, it's a much more limited scheme that's available. There's no superannuation added, and so that's a significantly inferior scheme for farmers and indeed for all other mothers from that particular scheme.
But some farming families don't draw a regular wage or salary, so how would their entitlement even be worked out in the first place?
We're talking with the National Farmers Federation and rural women's groups as to how to best design the scheme to ensure that farmers in those sort of circumstances are in fact eligible. The test is not so much about income as about the fact that they've been actively involved in the farming operations and therefore they're breaking in their employment.
But others in Warren Truss's ranks say it'll be a hard sell. Nationals Senator John Williams told the ABC's Late Line program he's yet to meet someone who supports the scheme.
I haven't struck one person who said to me that it's a good idea, and that's probably what's made me think so hard about this policy, is because when the people in the regional areas are clearly telling me they don't like it, that puts me in a very sticky position.
Under the current Labor scheme, eligible mothers receive the minimum wage for a maximum of 18 weeks, totalling just over $11,000. Ainsley Messina says that system is working well for her.
People who are able to do permanent work are going to have a greater benefit, which, given my regional location and the farm, I'm not really able to work in that capacity due to where we're located, and also access childcare.
Childcare is lacking in many regional areas. Jenny Hawkins also farms at Finlay, and she has four children. She says she'd rather see the government spend its money on improving childcare services.
You have people that are in a much more structured PAYG system where they're working with set hours and set days, that they can access the limited childcare that's available. So they've got great distances to travel, and then they've got a volatility in their on-farm work being seasonal, being high impact at some certain periods of time, and probably not wanting it at other periods of time, depending on what they're doing harvesting-wise and sowing and just sort of handling stock. So though that sort of lack of flexibility in the delivery of childcare for rural and regional Australia, I think will be exacerbated by the requirements around government regulation for this type of scheme.
That's farmer Jenny Hawkins from Finlay in the Riverina region of New South Wales. Ending that report from our rural reporter, Lucy Barber.